There was a sleepy time down south. Eyes was popping out of people's heads as we walked. We talked to each other. We were all in cars, long cars with blue backgrounds, eyes and lights all together. And then little Deirdre came out of the bushes. She was dancing with a pink slip on and knickers underneath. She was spoiling for a fight with Barry Brownsword, who didn't seem to mind because he was tone deaf, bereft of feeling of any kind, suffering from Klinefelter's syndrome. Somebody said, "Do you know, have you ever heard of Thelonious Monk?" I said, "No, I've never heard of Thelonious Monk." But later, of course, as I got older, I grew to know nothing at all. Little sleepers, little wakers, little takers, standing at the marble slab as they dress, undress, by the whitewashed windows that are left, and the guns, and the noise of the babies and the children and the boys, who was to be heard. It's quite absurd to associate yourself with me. I'm afraid I've just laid an Easter egg with a picture on the front. I can't afford the chocolate, no. And the war is growing as we grow old and old and old and old and old and old and old. Now there is somebody that came up to me yesterday, and they were talking about life. Now, life not being part of life as I know it, it was all involved with a case of prostitution in Bow Street Court. Knives and forks were drawn. There was a little skirmish with a fat woman on the stairs. She was quite big. I pricked her breasts with a large, well, not so large, but just a pin. And they burst, and something fell around, and we all sort of dribbled it down the street. Several policemen were there to watch it go as it fell, as it smelt slightly. And then out came a road sweeper with a large black brush. A black brush. A black brush. No, this is not a point to play or to sing, but only to talk about the black brush being very large. Not my head or your head, but somebody's head, somebody's dead head. Lying within, just a little encased, just like cream buns inside a large oven. And then they pull them out and they say, "Is he yours? Do you know him?" He has a piece of paper in his pocket which says, "He knows you." And I say, rather like St. Thomas, "No, I don't know, I don't know him. I don't know." I'm not tired, but then I might just be a little tired. I'm not worried, but then I might just be a little bogus. We pretend we know, but we don't really know each other. Show me holes and arms, and I'll show you all the charms of each other. Knights of the Bushido that we are, we never find the bra of our mother. As we dance on fetid beds, we stand upon our heads, entertaining of each other. I'm not so well that I can tell you anything at all. I am not so undressed that you'll see the level best of me when I say I love you. I try to mean it.